Tennessee's foster care system is closer than ever to ending a federal lawsuit that's been ongoing for 15 years. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports the Department of Children's Services was ordered to treat foster children better and has made substantial progress.
DCS has been trying to meet more than 100 court requirements for protecting children, finding them adoptive homes, and training foster parents. Now there's just a dozen goals to meet before oversight and the lawsuit can end.
I've been doing this a long time, and so this is within, you know, the horizon is visible.
That's Bonnie Homrick, the new commissioner of Children's Services. She's been a high-ranking leader there for a decade. Over all that time, she's had national experts scrutinizing the department. The state was praised in court for reuniting more families, improving a malfunctioning computer system, and making sure that child abuse investigators have manageable caseloads. Attorney Ira Lustbader, whose watchdog group sued Tennessee, said DCS fell behind on some reforms a few years ago, but not lately.
I think we lost some ground with some setbacks in leadership. I think we've more than regained the progress then and the trajectory we were on back then.
DCS still needs to limit the over-medication of foster children.
The new Metro Council begins its work this week after an election that produced historic turnover in the chamber.
Tony Gonzalez.
WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports one of the first orders of business is a lingering controversy about whether to allow quarry operations in Nashville.